Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live.
Oh, another yes. One of those?
It's one of those.
Oh, good.
I know.
Everybody loves them.
They do love them. We hear it all the time. It's like, yeah, the anarchist edition. All right. Anyway,
we've,
then of course,
taken over the studio.
Yeah.
Broke in the door, threw some Molotov cocktails. No, just kidding.
No.
We don't do that stuff. We just wear triple black.
That's right. And, of course, you know, it being the anarchist edition, that means that the luscious, the incomparable Mark Edge is not here.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. He will be back next week, I believe. So
we'll try to give you something that makes up for Mark not being here today.
Yeah, I think we can certainly do that. So tonight, of course, you are joined by Brian Sovereign.
And me, Stephanie Murphy.
And, you know, we just got back, and this is what partly why Mark is away. He's, you know, getting the family down in Florida. And but we were all, the entire Free Talk Live, or not the entire, but a good chunk of the Free Talk Live team, was in Austin, Texas this week.
Yes, and the reason we were there was for the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Right, and it was, I mean, I'll just say on the outset that it was a great time.
I had an awesome time. This was very different than some of the other Bitcoin conferences that we've been to recently. This was a totally community-organized and grassroots type of conference. I mean, I almost hate to use those words, but that's what it was. Like, these were people who understand the history of Bitcoin. There were talks. It had an explicitly libertarian theme and bent. The speakers were definitely stacked in such a way that they were mostly libertarians and anarchists.
Mostly, yeah.
And
a couple people asking for regulation there, I think. But
they were the extreme minority, which was very refreshing to see, because in some of these other conferences, they have all kinds of panels about, you know, how can we lick the government's boot more effectively when it comes to Bitcoin. And there was none of that at this conference. It was organized by a local Bitcoin group in Austin, which made it really welcoming and friendly to people who love freedom. And that was wonderful to see.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of speakers that were there, liberty-minded speakers, you got to give a couple talks.
Yeah. I was on a panel, and I gave two talks. The first one was the
talk about stacking the deck.
I think they did that on purpose. The first one was an intro to Bitcoin for newbies talk. And all of the talks at this conference, it was kind of interesting. They did a little bit of a different format where all the talks were 20 minutes long.
Right.
So instead of having an hour to make your points, you had to compress it down into 20 minutes, just the most important information.
Right.
And then there were 20 minutes for questions from the audience. So there was a lot of chance to participate, and then 20 minutes to get to the next room, because it was kind of a big venue and it was a little bit spread out.
Yeah, a little spread out. Unfortunately,
everything's bigger in Texas. That is so true.
That is very
true.
Okay,
so all the things we have to say, all the things they say about Texas were true. Everything was bigger, from the drinks. You know, you order a soda, they don't let it get to the bottom.
Oh, no.
It's a giant glass.
Huge glass, yeah.
Everything is bigger. The land was bigger. You know, it took 20 minutes to get from the hotel to the airport. The hotel was in the middle of nowhere. We went down a horse path to get there.
Sure.
And
but, I mean, there's just like these literal wide open spaces.
Yeah,
takes so long to get around. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And within about 24 hours of getting there, I saw steers and queers. So there we go. I was very happy to see the queers.
And everybody was so nice.
Really friendly, welcoming, just genuinely super friendly.
Yeah, and we heard other people on the plane even saying that. It's like, wow, in Austin, everybody's just so nice, you know.
They really were, yeah. Like, I went to a restaurant at this hotel that we were staying at, and something was messed up about the order, and the next day they called my room to apologize.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I've never
even
heard of that.
No,
it
was great.
It's not like when you go to Boston or New York and everyone's like, screw you, you know.
Yeah, no, the hotel was great. Not that we ever stay in shabby hotels. It's just this was really
really
attitude
nice.
You could tell.
They rolled out the red carpet for this libertarian speakers, and that was great.
Sure.
What else about Texas? Yeah,
well,
they say Austin is weird, and it is. Like, there's a lot of, like, artist co-ops. There's an anarchist bookstore there.
Yeah, we saw a guy getting around on a unicycle.
We saw a lot of interesting stuff on the street, for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the stereotypes were kind of true, you know, about Texas and about Austin. But as far as the conference goes, so we had these 20-minute talks. I gave my talk opening.
I had like, a 10-minute talk.
Yeah, so I mean, it was for a good cause because your talk kind of got interrupted by the charity luncheon, which ran a little bit over. So, I mean, of course, we support that, and we were involved with the luncheon, too.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I did get cut kind
of short. You got shafted a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure they didn't mean to do that. There were so many talks. There were like five different tracks. So at any given time, it was hard to choose which talks to go to. But they actually had the video archives up already. Like just a day after the conference ended, they have all the talks archived on video. And I think if you go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and you want to see them, you can buy a pass to see the videos from the conference.
Right.
And then the individual speakers, I'm sure, will be sharing their own videos, which we haven't gotten around to that yet because we just got back today.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so it was interesting giving this newbie Bitcoin talk. I really like explaining. I've discovered over the past couple months, I really like attempting to explain Bitcoin quickly and succinctly and understandably for people who don't know what it is. So that was a really fun exercise to do that and to kick off the conference because my talk was the first one of the whole conference.
Yeah, it was a great, great introduction because it was an introduction.
Yep, got lots of good questions from the audience. And we met a lot of interesting people, some that we already knew. Of course, you know, anytime I go to a Bitcoin conference or a Libertarian conference, it has this sort of family reunion vibe for me.
Right. Yeah.
So I felt like we were seeing a lot of people that we know and are old good friends, you know, but also some cool new people, which I'm sure we'll talk about. Later on during the conference, I was doing a lot of interviews for Let's Talk Bitcoin, which is the other podcast that I'm a part of. That's become really popular. It's been growing a lot. And a lot of people recognize me from Let's Talk Bitcoin. And then I was on a Women in Bitcoin panel. That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I'm on Free Talk Live, I feel like I'm made out to be this, like, radical feminist. But when I was on that panel, this was like, you know, women who are not in the liberty movement necessarily, or not all of them anyway. And I felt like I was downright an MRA, you know, a men's rights activist. It was kind of a weird experience because I was up there on this panel saying, well, you know, like, Bitcoin needs women, but yeah, we don't want to forget about the men. They have value to bring to the table too. And I just felt like people were looking at me and going,
yeah.
I mean, that was a cool and interesting panel. We talked a lot about microlending and the other 6 billion so-called and entrepreneurship too for people in the developing world that using Bitcoin to help accomplish self-employment and entrepreneurial goals. That's cool.
I thought it was a good, the Women in Bitcoin panel was pretty good, but admittedly, yeah, like it felt like they were going for kind of a feminist flair, but it was a sort of
not a feminist flair, a like mainstream feminist
exactly.
flair, or like a, you know, the kind of feminism that like maybe elevates women over men and has a tendency to deny individual choice, which I think a lot of libertarians don't like.
Yeah.
There was one panelist on that panel who said something like, and I mean, she was great. Like she was a software entrepreneur herself, but she said something like, well, you know, it's a problem that not enough parents talk to their girls about going into STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, of course, which are traditionally kind of like male dominated worlds. And there aren't as many women in those fields. And she said, like, not enough parents are, like, pushing their girls to go into these fields. And I was just thinking, like, what if the girls don't want to? You know, shouldn't they, instead of telling them to go into certain fields, shouldn't parents be listening to their girls and asking them what they want to do?
Right, right.
Like, and, of course, like, supporting them no matter what they want to do, but not, like, kind of pushing them into a direction just because the field has fewer women, you know?
Yeah, and it was
just... It doesn't seem like it would be very conducive to the girls.
No, right, and not at all. And it was just it was that brand of feminism that just feels so, like, traditionalist. I mean, the thing that has always intrigued me with feminism was how it wasn't conventional. It went against traditions. And this just sounded like, you know, yeah, women over men, tradition, and that, you know... That's not the kind of thing I'm interested in. So I understand what you mean by it was kind of a weird vibe.
Yeah, I mean, overall, though, it was cool. And we talked about some important things and got great questions from the audience, you know, and very supportive, I think, of having Bitcoin be a more diverse crowd. And then I gave also the last talk of the conference, which was about Bitcoin and personal freedom. So that was pretty cool. And Free Talk Live was there every night broadcasting, interviewing people. The archives are up at freetalklive.com if you want to listen back to those. So great trip.
We'll talk a little bit more about it when we get back. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-3733. ProXVN toll-free call-in line.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Radio, Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show is on. And
uh-oh, hide your children, hide your wives.
Hide the daughters, the whole business, that's right. In fact, just everybody hide, because you're going to get loaded with liberty here.
Spill. Oh my. See what happens when you go away,
well,
Mark.
Well, liberty's a dangerous thing,
He's
right?
He's never going to go on vacation
no,
again.
No, he won't let this happen again. So especially when we start talking
about... Who's responsible
about,
for this?
I... I accept all responsibility, because that's what freedom's all about, is taking responsibility for yourself.
There you go.
But, yeah, this is going to get pretty wild once we start talking about maybe some fast food and what you shouldn't eat when you go out for fast food. But I want to talk more about the...
I hear tell you have stories about
that. Oh, I've got a lot of stories. But we just got back from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we are going to talk a little bit more about that. But Stephanie, if you have something for us.
Yeah, well, speaking of Bitcoins, one of the things that I talked about in my newbie intro to Bitcoin talk was blockchain.info. And it's a really great tool to get your first Bitcoin wallet. You can go right now to blockchain.info, and you can create a wallet. It's completely free, and you'll have a place to put your Bitcoins. And, you know, you can secure your wallet with two-factor authentication. You can basically have a little login where you can access your Bitcoins from your web browser or from an app on your phone. Android phones, Apple blocks their app from their store, but, you know, there may be some ways to get around that if you have an older version of the app. Anyway, blockchain.info is really wonderful because it's very convenient to be able to access your Bitcoins from pretty much anywhere, and you can even set it up to receive text message alerts when you get Bitcoins sent to your Bitcoin wallet on blockchain.info. It's encrypted in your browser. They don't have control over your keys, so there's no centralized thing to hack into, and it's just a really great tool. They have got over 1 million users created wallets on blockchain.info, and you can be 1,000,001. Actually, I'm sure there's more than that by now, but you can join over 1 million people who have created blockchain.info accounts at blockchain.info.
Excellent. So, you know, blockchain, the blockchain wallet, blockchain.info, I mean, definitely the best, you know, web wallet out there. Really nice cross-platform, does a great job. But, like you mentioned, there was, there's a bit of a problem. And it's not a big problem, because you can just simply go to the website on your iPhone or your iOS device. And even though you cannot get a native wallet for iOS devices, for Apple devices, Bitcoin wallet, you can go onto websites and generally use them. But
you can always use it in your browser.
Your browser. But the one of the most amazing things I saw
at the conference.
Yeah,
this I'm glad we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, this is still my favorite thing to come from this conference. Okay, and it takes nothing away from blockchain.info. There's a lot of room in the Bitcoin space, in the cryptocurrency space, for all kinds of innovations, multiple types of wallets. You know, it's a good thing. And there were these two guys. Okay. Lamar and Leif,
yeah.
And they are with Cog Cooperative.
Yeah, they're with, I think they introduced themselves as being from this company called Love Will,
yeah, because Lamar is big on love solving everything, and I couldn't be more in line with him on that. I think that's fantastic. And it's a co-op.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because what this is so Apple has banned Bitcoin apps on their, their iStore or whatever it's called. I'm not an Apple user. So
yeah, the App Store.
I feel like this doesn't affect me, but a lot of my friends use Apple devices. Of course, they're very
upset
about this.
Yeah.
They might be able to use their Bitcoin.
People were taking guns to their iPhones.
Yeah, famously, destroying videos of people destroying their iDevices and stuff. And so Apple, has blocked Bitcoin apps. People are mad. And so these guys basically decided, okay, well, this really can be solved by a technological solution. We're just going to think outside of the box. So what they did is they formed this cooperative, the Cog Cooperative, and you can become a member for a very nominal fee. It's like $10, and then I think you get like $5 worth of Bitcoin returned to you if you join it or something like that.
Right.
So you join the co-op, and you become a member. And once you're a member of this co-op, Apple has a term in its policy where you can, if you are like an, what is it called? I don't know. If
it's an enterprise license, essentially.
Exactly, yeah. So you can push basically enterprise software. So like Cisco does this, and other enterprises will push apps, like their own internal apps, to their users, to members of their organization. So they have done the exact same thing, and anyone who is a member of this co-op can get internal apps as part of being a member of this co-op that aren't subject to that same policy. And, Apple can't exactly yank down enterprise apps like other organizations like you know, Cisco systems or something.
Right, yeah. Cisco uses this. I mean, Norton, all, you know, or Symantec, I should say. Mm-hmm. All kinds of companies use this for the proprietary software, which is a customer base that Apple, really any technology company, relies on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they need to use the proprietary software. Okay, that isn't meant for everybody else. So if you join this co-op,
then that means you can get their apps, which they have a Bitcoin app, and it's called the FIVA wallet. This is awesome.
Yeah, give me the FIVA.
That's what Lamar said. He's like, yeah, I got a fever. I can't let go.
Yeah.
So, and FIVA is P-H-E-E-V-A.
Right.
So if you want to look into it, you can find it that way.
Right. And this is great. It's already a cross-platform wallet in that you can also use it on Chrome.
And they have something where it integrates with your contact. So, like, instead of copying and pasting a Bitcoin address, they were saying they wanted to make it so your mom could use it. So,
yeah,
what you can do is, like, attach basically a phone contact or something to your Bitcoin address, and you'll see an interface that says, do you want to send Bitcoins to Brian Sovereign? And click, like, yes, and send him some Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's called a coin ID that they create.
Right, coin ID,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that essentially, you know, allows for that. It makes it very, very simple. So this is really easy to use. It's not a crazy install. I'm going to put the link to the website.
The co-op, yeah.
Yeah, for the co-op, for the wallet itself. Mm-hmm. So if you have an iOS device, you know, this is like Lamar was saying, put the gun away, all right? And you can keep using this. They solved it. You know, now, of course...
Well, they solved it for now. I mean, who knows if Apple just changed their terms. That would be too bad.
Yeah, exactly. It, of course, they addressed that. You know, everybody asked, what if Apple changes their mind? Sure, they could change their mind. They could hone down. But it's going to be pretty sticky stuff because... You know, to somehow, you know, pare down on proprietary rules that so many companies require, you know, for their interior systems to work in some of the largest businesses in the world, could be disastrous.
Right. And, you know, make them do it. Make them work for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is something that they haven't yet said is banned or illegal or whatever. So, you know, make them ban it.
Right. And I thought it was so clever. It was such an ingenious, simple idea.
Co-ops are like a really interesting business model.
Yeah.
There was someone else that I talked to at the conference who is part owner of a housing co-op, which basically he and some friends like got together, bought an apartment complex, and now instead of people paying rent to a landlord, they're all members of the co-op, everyone who lives there, and they pay membership dues, and then they work also at, you know, to clean up the apartment and stuff. And, you know, it sounds a little bit commie. Okay, I give you that, but apparently the place is nicer than it was before, and
sure.
It's another way of doing things that can totally work.
Right, this is what Liberty's about, trying new ways, new things, okay? Let's not close our minds off to this stuff, because it may follow some crazy notion.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition. That, of course, means that you are only being joined, though not only as in lesser, but only being joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we just got back from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We are doing a little bit of a recap on that. We're going to talk about that. But we've got some other great stories lined up. We're going to talk about some fast food, maybe the kind you shouldn't eat. Because, you know, I will say...
People will love this story.
Yeah, they're going to love it. I will say that, you know, you can eat pretty healthy at fast food, actually. I think that's a bit of a myth.
If you know what to order.
If you know what to eat. But we're going to talk about what not to eat, and then maybe I'll give some personal tips as to what to eat.
Exactly. But, and if you really want to eat healthy, you're going to have to go out into the woods and go hunting for your food yourself.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to. But
if I wanted to,
if you wanted to and you enjoy that kind of thing, you can get all the tools you need to do it at ManVentureOutpost.com.
I love it.
Yes, and ManVenture Outpost is really cool because what they've got is all kinds of camping equipment. They've got actually firearms that you can buy, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, fish finders, you know, so you can go hunting or fishing. They've got water purification stuff. You don't even need to be camping to make use of that. I mean, you can just go on a hike or use it in your house. You know, some people have tap water that doesn't taste so good.
Absolutely.
They have stuff to help you out there. I mean, tents, all kinds of apparel, you name it, they probably have it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And there is, they're a family-owned business, and what they do is make sure that they have the lowest prices on the Internet for this stuff. So, you know, do a price comparison yourself. Go look at ManVentureOutpost.com. See if you can find the stuff anywhere else cheaper. You probably won't be able to. And they've got a great selection. They are people who support Free Talk Live and support freedom. So we like that. And we encourage you to see what they have to offer at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Fantastic. So We just got done. We were talking about what I thought was the most, probably the most innovative and just, I mean, like out of nowhere thing that I didn't expect to find. That, of course, is the Fiva hot wallet from cogcoop.com.
Yes. These guys have a lot of personality, too. Like, that's the thing. If you hear interviews with them, you'll like them instantly.
Yeah, yeah. really cool guys.
Yeah.
So I also, you mentioned the talks you gave. I did give a talk.
Yes, I want to talk about your talk, okay. Actually, because, I mean, it did get sort of cut a little bit short because the charity luncheon ran into your talk. It was supposed to be in the same room as the charity luncheon, and it kind of went over. You know, we had somebody had a cardiac arrest. No, actually, just kidding.
Fake one.
Free Aid, actually, the Bitcoin-based charitable organization that I work with, acted out a skit where I had a fake cardiac arrest, and my partner Teresa did CPR to save me.
I fake called 911.
Yes, and our friend Drew fake brought over the defibrillator.
Yeah,
but there were, you know, it was great. It was organized by Michelle Seven, who is actually used to be a co-host on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still call her part of Free Talk Live, right? Even though she's not in New Hampshire anymore,
sure.
So she can't be on the show regularly. But she did a great job organizing that. There was to benefit Sean's Outpost, Free Aid, Antiwar.com, Bitcoin Not Bombs, and who am I forgetting? There might have been someone else there. But these were all, you know, freedom-oriented, Bitcoin-based charities, which
right.
I think is so cool to emphasize those wonderful aspects of the Bitcoin community. It's just so important in a world where everybody thinks, oh, Bitcoin, that's just for drug dealers. Well, no, there are entire charities out there who operate entirely on Bitcoin. And actually, Free Aid, who I work with, did a project to do disaster relief in the Philippines, and we collected Bitcoins from donors all over the world, sent them to the Philippines where we had a contact there on the ground who used them to buy medical supplies, food, and other types of aid for people who were victims of the typhoon.
Right. Yeah, so all
so
great stuff.
So that's a great use for Bitcoin. We saved the fees of sending Western Union or PayPal, or who knows, you probably can't even send PayPal to the Philippines from
the
U.S.
No, most likely not.
Some countries aren't served by it. But anyway, I want to talk about your talk, Brian.
Well, I mean, that's all great stuff. So I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about getting kind of shafted.
I think you did a great job. And
well, I didn't have my slides because I got moved to another room.
Yeah, you but know, you wouldn't have been able to tell, Brian. I thought you sounded awesome. And you can see the video at TexasBitcoinConference.com. If you want to see Brian on there.
Yeah.
You could even put it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page if you want. But your talk was iconoclastic. This talk, I think, would piss some people off, honestly.
Yeah, I don't mean to, I don't mean to boast, but I think I had the most unique talk of the entire place. I think I had something to say that
it's not boasting if you preface it with "I don't mean to boast," but
right, or it's not boasting if you can back it up. And
tell me about that.
I think I could back it up. But yeah, my talk was titled "Is Bitcoin More Real Than Gold?" I did not get to get through all of my material or do a lot of the shock value that I was going for because of my slides. But my point was, the end game of this talk was that no currency, no money, no commodity has value.
Has intrinsic value.
It doesn't have intrinsic value. It has subjective value, okay, but it doesn't have, there's no such thing as, I went down the four, you know, properties of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that I proved there's no such thing as a store of value. It doesn't exist, okay, mm-hmm. Because like if humans disappear from the earth, what value does gold have?
Right.
It doesn't have a store of value.
No, it only has the value that somebody's willing to pay for it. And
right.
There is nobody who's guaranteeing that any commodity or asset, from gold to the U.S. dollar to whatever, is going to have a certain purchasing power at some point in the future.
No, right. Everybody has to agree, whether by force or not, that these things hold value.
And that's beautiful, because if a central authority could somehow enforce the value of some type of asset, that would be a scary situation, right? Because essentially they would have to be saying to a merchant, no, you have to accept our money or this gold.
Oh,
or
you mean like
this,
the U.S. dollar?
Well, I was going to say you have to accept it
yeah.
at this rate of
purchasing power. Yeah.
They don't say that. They do say you have to accept it.
Gotcha.
They don't say you have to accept it at a certain rate. It is sort of a market mechanism that determines how much a dollar buys.
Right.
Right. to a certain extent. I mean, I know there's a lot of government meddling in that, of course, but the government can't say, well, you must sell a hamburger for $1 or $10 or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so I mean, so I was trying to just prove the point because there's so many people that will say, "Oh, you know, Bitcoin has no value," and that was my point, is that nothing has value. And in fact, what I wanted to really prove is, look, if you're so big, if you're so hot on gold having this historic use of 6,000 years, first off, that's inaccurate because from about 450 CE to the pretty much the Florentine Renaissance in the 12th century, in the 13th century, it was not the standard. Actually, silver was in far more in use. Gold was only used in like ritualistic things, so that just proves that gold is subjective value, not intrinsic. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, the only time it would be used is when the priests needed to do something holy.
That's very interesting.
That is interesting, and you know, we could get into that. But the currency that actually has the greatest historic value and has, oddly enough, most of, historically now, not today, no, this can't be used in electronics like gold can today, but then people weren't using electronics 6,000 years ago, okay?
Which is a common argument to support the so-called intrinsic value of gold,
right,
is that, oh, it can be used in electronics. Well, what kind of computers were there 6,000 years ago during gold's long legacy and history of use, right?
Sure.
There were none. There were no computers until 40 years ago.
Right, yeah, go back even 100 years, you're going to run into a little bit of a problem.
Right.
Okay, and so I showed that actually historically, there is a currency that outperforms every other currency ever.
Brilliant.
And it's called the cowrie shell. In fact, 6,000-year history, I got 8,000 years on you with the cowrie shell.
Gosh, you are such a hipster.
Oh, I tell you.
The longest performing currency you've never heard of, cowrie shell.
Longest performing in the 20th century, you could still pay your taxes with cowrie shells in some countries. This was huge, and it lasted. It had, you know, like it wasn't, well, gold's more durable. No, these things could stay, you know, in shape for over 100 years. You know, I mean, it's amazing. A mollusk shell, and it had scarcity. There's only so many mollusks out there.
Those poor cowries.
Right.
We're taking their shells.
Yeah. So my point was is that, you know what? You might as well use Bitcoin because everything is on a level playing field
all
as far as
value.
Subjective. It's all subjective. Your thoughts. 855-450-3733. The ProXPN toll-free call in line.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The thoughts and opinions of the various hosts of Free Talk Live do not represent accurately the thoughts and opinions of all the hosts of Free Talk Live or Free Talk Live in general. And you are listening to Free Talk Live.
A disclaimer? Since when do we need a disclaimer?
I'm just opening it up with that. So I readily recognize that sometimes my thoughts, as well as really thoughts of many hosts, yourself included, can sometimes come off as
radical
and strange.
You're an extremist, Brian.
That's right. So you are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, and of course tonight you are joined by Brian
and Stephanie.
And Stephanie, why don't you tell me about coffee?
Well, speaking of extreme things that give you a buzz, no, that's a terrible segue. I was actually going to say, speaking of micro-lending, because one of the things that I tried to talk about at the Texas Bitcoin Conference was the idea of micro-finance and how it could be integrated with Bitcoin. Well, there's a company that's actually already doing microfinance, but they're doing it not with Bitcoin, but in the world of professional coffee growers, which, you know, often they're living in countries around the world where they don't necessarily own the farms, and they're kind of, you know, don't have much of an opportunity to advance up the kind of economic ladder. But what Buzzbox Coffee is doing is attempting to get 1,000 listeners to sign up for their subscription-based coffee service. And you can find that at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can actually get a free pound your first month of being a subscriber at Buzzbox.
How do you beat that? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And it gets delivered to you. You can kind of choose the interval that you get your coffee delivered to you. It comes right to your door, and you're going to get the best of the best coffee. It's completely 100% organic. It is the top 1% grade Arabica coffee, and it is grown in the shade, not like these other coffee plantations where it kind of changes the actual composition of the coffee. It's more acidic, as I understand, if it's grown in the sun, whereas coffee is meant to grow in the shade, and when it's shade grown, it's actually done right. So there's a big difference in the taste. Now, what they're going to do at Buzzbox, if they get this, you know, thousand listener benchmark is they're going to finance 100 microloans through World Vision, which is a microfinance organization, and they're going to help people who are actually the growers of the coffee break the chains of poverty and have some ownership stake in the farms that they are working on. So you can find out more about that at and get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You only have to pay shipping for that free pound for your first month, but that's a heck of a deal, and it'll let you try and taste the difference and have some BuzzBox coffee. So one more time, that is coffee.freetalklive.com.
Excellent. So you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And let's go ahead and go right to those phones now. We have Jason in Manchester. Jason, are you with us?
Yeah, but it's actually Dayson, not Jason.
Oh, it's Dayson.
Dayson.
Hello, Dayson.
Are you in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I am.
Wow, what a surprise. Welcome to New Hampshire.
I don't know where there's a drop for crowds clapping, but want that to happen. Yes. Bravo. Pleasure, sir.
Dayson is a friend of the show and has been in Utah for a while, but I guess is now in New Hampshire.
Very exciting. What's on your mind, Dayson?
Well, as with my recent move, I've come to realize that a lot of people believe in things not because it's true or false or there's facts, but whatever suits their purposes the best. Like, for instance, a lot of people believe gold is one of the most valuable things ever because they want to believe that the founding fathers had it right. Where I don't understand that logic, considering the founding fathers had it wrong in so many other areas, what's one more?
Agreed. Well said.
Yeah, but anyways, I came from a desert area to where it would get over 100 in the summer. And I'd hear about global warming, and I'd think, it doesn't add up. I'm not convinced. I moved to Manchester, and now I'm thinking, man, I hope it exists.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's pretty cold up here, but it does get warmer, and now, you know, the days are getting longer. Pretty soon the snow is going to be melted.
Yeah.
And it'll be pork fest.
Yeah. No, you know, Dayson, I agree with you. It is, I mean, everything I think is self-interest. And so actual value just comes from that self-interest. And, I mean, you know, sometimes there's an agreed upon matter of that. Sometimes it's a self-interest of fear. You agree upon the value of something just because you're afraid of the consequences of not accepting the value of something.
Hmm.
And,
you know, I wanted to mention during the last segment, there are videos of people walking down the street with gold coins and just asking random people, hey, you know, how much do you think this is worth? Or, like, how much would you pay for this? And people will say $50 for an ounce of gold. They have no idea.
No, they don't know.
It just shows that it's completely subjective. Because
sure,
if gold had some intrinsic value, then everybody would say, oh, yeah, of course, that's an ounce of gold. It's worth this much money, right?
Right. Or an even a historical example would be when Cortez went to the Aztecs in South America, coming from Spain. And, you know, the Aztecs had gold. I mean, it was nothing to them. They used it on everything.
Yeah, they gave it to their hair.
Yeah, they're like, here, take it.
Stuff.
It's all yours. Go for it, man. Have a good time. You know, they did not care. But, you know, for Cortez, it was so important to have it that he killed them all. You know, and that's so insane, but it just shows that, look, no, gold is not, you know, like uniformly somehow this wonderful thing. To some people, they give it away for free. Others will kill for it.
And it does have a historical track record, but that's the thing. We have to remember there are no guarantees going into the future.
No.
And we don't want there to be guarantees. We don't want our money to be backed by the value of our money to be backed by force. Right.
Right. Dayson? Yeah.
Well, I think that overall value comes down to two things, sentiment and functionality. It's either something that you directly have a function that you want to use, like my phone, which I'm using to call you guys right now, or something that you have a high sentiment towards, like, for instance, the actual Mona Lisa would cost way more than a perfect recreation with ink, with paint that isn't cracking, you know?
What about speculation?
Or function.
Because some people speculate that other people will think that the value is higher or lower or whatever. So sometimes people value something based on what they believe that other people value it at.
I suppose.
I think speculation probably would mold into the two that he listed off to some degree. I mean, speculation can create a value in something because that's someone else saying that it's going to hold this. I think it's an intriguing thing, and I think that's something. This is something people need to talk about. Okay, because, and values all the way around, currency, what you have, you know, I mean, the minimalist movement's a big thing right now because people are saying, wait a minute, this isn't adding to my life. Get rid of it. Or, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And it's really important to discuss.
That one's a little tricky for me. If you want to talk about minimalism, I mean, that's an interesting conversation because, yeah, a lot of people say your stuff weighs you down, man. Just let it go.
Then everybody's different. Some people can handle it. Others can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, from moving, I can definitely tell you your stuff weighs you down. It's true.
Yes, that's true. Speaking as someone who's just made a cross-country move,
yeah,
cross-continental
absolutely.
Move.
Yeah, Jason, welcome to
New
the
Hampshire.
Free State. Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for your thoughts. So that was really great to hear. New movers all the time. New people, coming to New Hampshire, even braving the cold. Which is fantastic.
Indeed. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about, moving different places in the world to get more freedom. And, you know, I honestly am open to that idea. But being in the U.S., I think New Hampshire is the place that I would most like to be within the U.S. for sure.
Sure, absolutely. But I mean, outside of the U.S., you know, great things are happening as well. We're going to be going to, speaking of Bitcoin that we were talking about, maybe this talk I'll get to do a more elaborate version at the Toronto, the Bitcoin Expo.
Yes.
And
that's going to be a great conference, too, which I think is also going to have explicit liberty themes, which I'm really happy to see.
This is going to be a pretty serious community event. It's so great to see these things cropping up. And these are the ones worth going to, in my opinion, are these community. I mean, like, going to all of them have some kind of value. Okay, can have a personal value, be you want a network, you know, maybe you're looking for VCs. Maybe you are, and if you are, you can go to those. Okay, but these community ones are getting people together, and the most incredible things are coming out of them. You know, incredible talks, incredible networking, incredible new innovations like Cog Co-op, the FIVA wallet that we talked about. BitcoinExpo.ca, I think, is the next one coming up in Toronto.
It's happening.
Yeah, and this looks like just an insanely exciting event. I can't wait. We're both going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll switch things up when we get back in the next hour. 855-450-3733 with your calls. Free Talk Live.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.